Hello, welcome to IsiZulu Podcast. I am Cynthia and I'll be your beginner's guide to help you speak IsiZulu. This is lesson 32, and we're talking about myths and a poem. So we're going to be talking about the main South African myths. There is Untulo. It's like a small skinny lizard. They say that it's a lizard-like creature with human characteristics. I've no idea how that goes, but try Googling it. Maybe you may find something else that's interesting. But I've never been really scared of them at all. But there's one thing that I know about them. Apparently, yeah, like if you're having a nosebleed and if it leaks your blood, you die. So untulo ngakhotha igazi lakho uyafa. So mina ngempumula kakhulu. So ngembuyela lapha umungulo othwente khona. Ngifake inhlabathi phezulu. So I used to return back to the place where my nosebleeds dropped and put sand on top of it. And the most popular one, utokoloji. Ah, this one. I used to hear funny stories about it. Like one, I was back in the farm. My cousin was like, we always would cook on a vahlalo tokoloji. Bamgcina a bedroom yabo. Said, do you know that they stay with tokoloji? They keep them in the bedroom. I used to believe it. Well, when you're a child, yeah, you believe everything that you hear most of the times. So tokoloji is a hairy, dwarf-like, evil creature. Ah, the worst one. Unwaba. Ah, it's a chameleon. Like, you know, like chameleons change color. So I used to when it changes color, I used to pity. And you know, chaya kakhulu, what the ngafi? It wouldn't die at all. Like, if you poke it, it still wouldn't die. Hlokoza, it's poking. Ugogo wam wayesaba kakhulu. She used to be really scared of it. Yesaba to be scared. I don't know why. Ngoba wayehlala, wayengahlalihlali labo. Kodwa izihlahla zonke zezulonwaba. All the trees had chameleons. Amadlozi, your ancestors. Very traditional Zulus are very big on their ancestors. Like my auntie. Ngapupa inyoka. I dreamt of a snake. And then she was like, ngamadlozi akwa ukumbulayo. It's your ancestors that are thinking of you. And then the popular one, isangoma. Well, sort of like a witch doctor, fortune teller. Kodwa bachaisa matambo. They beat bones and then they're like, So they're very dramatic. Inyanga, it's a healer. They provide natural medicines, but some of them can be quite disturbing.
So move and pin the way out there.
Now I'm part two. And then this is a poem by LLM Mbata. There's a link to all his poems in Zulu on the info place. This poem is called Kuyangithokozisa. Kuyangithokozisa ukukhuluma nawe. Ngisho noma izindaba zingiyisithile. Ngicabanga ukumamatheka kwakho. Ngigcine sengihleka ngedwa lapho ngisalele. Sengiziphaphama, ngiphupha kanjena, ngikuzwe usho, ungitshela ukuthi kuyafanana nje. Nalapho yewe, enhliziyweni yakho. Ukuphaphama, ukuphupha, ukuthandana kwethu. That's very funny. Okay, I'll translate for you now. Kuyangithokozisa. It makes me happy. Ukukhuluma nawe, to talk to you. Ngisho noma, even though, izindaba zingisithile, the mountains are hiding or shading me. Ngicabanga ukumamatheka kwakho. I am thinking of you smiling or your smile. Ukucabanga, to think. Ukumamatheka, to smile. Ngigcine sengihleka ngedwa. I ended up laughing by myself. Hleka is to laugh. Ngedwa, it's alone. Lapho sengilele, while I'm sleeping. Sengiziphaphama, I suddenly wake up. Ngiphupha kanjena, dreaming. Pupa is to dream. Njena is like so. Ngiwuzwe usho, I hear you say. Ungitshela ukuthi, telling me, kuyafana nje. It's the same. Lapho yewe, with you there. Enhlizweni yakho, in your heart. Enhlizweni yakho. This word is sort of like probably hard to pronounce because it goes enhlizi and then it looks like as if you say yeweni, but it's actually enhlizweni. So you sort of like have to ignore the Y and go to weni instead of yeweni, if you get what I'm saying. If you look at the actual word of it in the text box, you see what I'm talking about. Ukuphaphama, ukuphupha, to wake up, to dream. Ukuthandana kwethu, our love, or about us liking each other. Okay, so that's the end of our lesson today. Check out poems by LLM Ntaba. They're really good, actually, if you want to improve your Zulu understanding and stuff. So that's the end of today's lesson. Please don't forget to email me at zulumaiden@live.com if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions. Thank you. Bye-bye. She's so good.